Dr. Cheryl, aging and sex. Help! Welcome to Marriage 911, and today I'm tackling the truth of reality, everybody, which is we are all getting older. I myself am turning the big 6-0 this month, and that doesn't mean sex has to stop. Let me give you some information about this really powerful and important topic of how to deal with the changes in our bodies, the changes in our desire, the changes in our arousal, the changes in our body image, the changes in what feels like almost everything to do with our sexual life with our partner or with ourselves as we get older. And you youngsters listening, this applies to you too, because the changes in your 30s and 40s and 50s through childbirth, through raising kids, breastfeeding, through stress, young men often have low testosterone and some erection difficulties as early as their 30s and 40s now. So stay tuned, even if you don't consider yourself in the more wisdom category, as some of us are. Okay, cut to the chase. Here are some of the physical changes that really bedevil relationships and our sexual relationship as we age. There are solutions, and I want you to listen carefully to those and hear the hope. You'll hear about a couple of couples who did major transformations in their sexual life a little bit later in this video. But for now, in the male-bodied people, the penis-bodied people, whether you're LGBTQ, gay, straight, whoever you love, however you love, if you've got a penis and you'd like it to operate well, age is not so much your friend. Now, you're probably aware that things like heavy smoking, illnesses like heart disease, diabetes, obesity can affect the performance of your penis. But the main reason for the majority of men that their penis starts misbehaving in their view, i.e. softer erection, the erection's not firm enough to maintain intercourse or anal intercourse, and therefore it feels like a failure because I can't have sex with my partner. That's first of all wrong. I'll debunk that quite quickly. A man can have stimulation and sexual enjoyment to ejaculation with a soft penis. What he can't do is have a hard enough penis to penetrate, say for vaginal or anal intercourse. But the couple can keep going and incorporate hand play or mouth play or toy play so that he can still have a satisfying sexual encounter with his beloved. That is the sort of thing I get into in the latter 3 to 4 weeks of the 12-week program, where we really tackle all aspects of sensuality from another aging or not aging problem. I see this also in couples in their 20s and 30s and 40s as well, which is where you're in a sexless relationship. Now, clinically, the definition I'll use here is you're in a sexless relationship if you make love 6 or fewer times a year. So you do the math, that's around once every 2 months. You're in a low sex, clinically called sexless relationship. More sobering though, up to 30% of you watching at any age, if you're in a longer term relationship, meaning you've been together more than 2 or 3 years, chances are about 30% of you are in a fully sexless relationship where you haven't made love with your partner for a year or 2 or 3 or 5 or even 30, like Norm and Cheryl. Norm and Cheryl are one of the most inspirational couples who've ever done the 12-week Become Passion program. We're kicking off, by the way, in just a couple of weeks in early May. You're going to hear all about that in the Passion Masterclasses. If you are not already signed up for one of the 3 or 4 Passion Masterclasses I'm teaching in the next week, please do so. Click the link below. You can choose the time that works for you. What's the Passion Masterclass, Cheryl? I missed your previous videos. No problem. In this hour and a half long masterclass, come with your partner if possible. If not, attend on your own. We'll give you a workbook, but I'm going to go in a lot more detail into the 3 keys to passion, the 3 areas that great couples need to keep or start making their relationship strong. And the third side is sensuality and sexuality. So I'll go much more deeply into the teachings I've been giving in this Marriage 911 series of 6 videos. We're on number 5 today, if you've been keeping track. Join the masterclass, no obligation, it's entirely free. And I think the best part, the part I find the most rewarding, is I give you polls. You get to hear on those polls that 30 to 40% of the other couples, they're totally anonymous, are also not making love. Or you get to hear on those polls that 70 to 80% of the other couples are also bored with their relationship and not having much romance or dating. You get to hear that 65 to 70% of those other couples have ugly fights that they're embarrassed about. So you know you're not alone. And I'll stick around at the end, usually for an hour or more, answering your questions confidentially. You can send them to me privately in the chat box about your unique relationship struggles. Okay, back to sexuality and aging. So erection difficulties are a major one. For women, what often tends to happen, particularly post-menopause, are a couple of things that can really negatively impact your sensual enjoyment until you do things to help mitigate this. One is changes in the lining of the vagina, It can get thinner due to aging, due to hormone changes, which means it can be more sensitive and more uncomfortable. And quite simply, penetration can cause a fair bit of discomfort or even sharp pain. Now, it's pretty hard to enjoy a sensual encounter if you're worried that it's going to hurt. And it's really devastating for your partner if it's a penis-vagina vulva combination, because he doesn't like the fact that you're uncomfortable, and then he can end up with more erection difficulties, and oh, the cycle devolves. Another major issue postmenopause for a lot of women, thankfully not all of us, but for some, is a real change in the ease and the strength and the pleasurable intensity of your actual orgasm. It's pretty common that the orgasm you might have enjoyed, what you might say an 8 out of 10 in intensity in your pre-menopause orgasms, they were quite strong and delightful, really pleasurable, really hot, really fun. It may go down to like a 1 out of 10 where there's still a release, but it doesn't have all that pleasure. These are all issues that can be addressed. Don't give up. Please take heart. Aging and sexuality is real. I have yet to find a time machine, and our bodies do change. But what I see that I find heartbreaking and discouraging is the amount of couples who simply give up, because it's pretty easy to give up when your bodies aren't responding well, when the pleasure's changed, when you maybe don't love your body as it is. Please love your body as it is. You've got body image issues. You're older. You're a little more tired some of the time, but these are all excuses, not reasons. When you use them as excuses. These are very valid reasons when we say, okay, the orgasms have changed. There's some erection issues. Sometimes we certainly don't feel as hot and horny. We don't have a lot of desire. These are all issues that are actual reasons. But what we do with them, do we use them as excuses to avoid having a sensual life, to not rebuild a sensual life? Or do we say, okay, we need to approach our sensual life differently? Dr. Cheryl, how do we do that? Well, that's a much longer teaching. Come to the master class and I'll answer some of your questions on it, and I'll go into it in more detail. But for now, let me tell you about Cheryl and Norm. They joined the Become Passion program a few years ago. They saw a Facebook ad, brought them to the class. They said, we want this. We want to try again. They say in their video testimonial that they had had multiple affairs in their relationship in the past in their 40s. They were in their early 70s, verbal abuse, endless fighting, but they stuck together. 30 years, they had not had sex. Let me repeat that. They had been no sex for 30 years. They talked about instead of changing in front of each other, they hadn't seen each other naked. In decades, they would each change separately in the walk-in closet where the other one couldn't see them. They took the Become Passion program and they are an unbelievable couple. They worked through each and every exercise methodically. They have now recreated a sensual life after 30 years not being sensual. Every 6 days, they schedule sex. They say they're absolutely delighted with having this aspect of their life alive again. It is never too late. Watch out for that voice in your head that says sex isn't important. Let me say that sex is very important. It's a way we can connect in an erotic way, in an emotional way, even in a spiritual way. It is the secret sauce to a relationship. Whether you make love 4 times a year or 4 times a week. I'm not worried about that. I'm not concerned with that. But I am concerned that in my entire history of working with couples, 30 years, thousands and thousands of couples in my programs and elsewhere, I have only ever met 2 couples out of thousands and thousands that were not having sex at all, where both of them were absolutely content with that. Generally, if we can move you towards more eroticism with or without actual intercourse, wonderful. What about more cuddling? What about more naked snuggling? What about enjoying having a bath or a shower together, soaping each other up? What about the joy and the delight and the calm and the peacefulness of skin on skin? There's so much more here. Come to the masterclass. I'll go into it more deeply, or join the program. Doors are also going to open. The first masterclass is tomorrow. There's 3 or 4 to choose from. It's the same class. I teach it live each time, but pick the time that works for you and your time zone and your sweetie. And then the doors to the actual 12-week program are opening tomorrow. You'll get a chance to join me and a select few other couples to do an amazing deep dive into your relationship, to really look at renovating your relationship, all 3 sides of the passion triangle. But I want to leave you with this also as before we go. One of the most important things as our sexuality changes as we age or go through life phases like having young children, et cetera, is to rewrite the story in our head of what sex should be like, or worse, what it used to be like. We need to show up now working with the bodies we have, the relationship we have and the changes we have. You can give up. Please don't. Most couples do. The vast majority of couples just give up. And one of them masturbates on their own and the other one doesn't at all because they don't feel any urge and they don't really talk about it after a whole lot of arguments. It just becomes the unspoken. That's very normal. I'll help you speak about the unspoken gently when you're ready if you work with me. And if not, please go read books, get information, do this work anyway. Don't give up on the joy and the beauty of your sensual life. It's a tiny sliver of the time each week, each month, or each year. It's not many minutes or hours, but it can give a rich, beautiful connectedness that I would say we ignore at our peril. And having an erotic life that works for the two of us, however we co-create it, however we define it, is absolutely beautiful. Don't give up. Allow me or someone else to help you to move from where you are to where you'd like to be, just like Cheryl and Norm did, and many other couples who share their stories about their program. If you want to read some of their stories, you can go to our testimonial page. But for now, snag one of those masterclasses. Absolutely sure you can't make any of the times? Sign up anyway, and we'll do our best to send you the recorded replay. Until then, I can hardly wait. I'm going to be live with a bunch of you tomorrow on the first masterclass, and I'm so looking forward to hearing your questions, helping you. And helping you make love intentional.